Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about children. You know, the challenge kids have with dyslexia and ADHD. You know, many of them have a bit of both, and it causes a bunch of fun and excitingness. I experience this personally in my day-to-day life, I believe. So I want to share a few thoughts. This was a question asked by Joni. Thank you for getting in touch. I really do appreciate the questions that are coming in, and I'll try and fire through all of them over a period of time. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, let's dive into today's episode. Just before I get started, just to let you know, I've gone back to using my old microphone. I've been listening to some of these old episodes I was posting, and I realized just how good the audio was on them compared to some of the newer stuff, which has my newer, fancier mic. So, you know, it's interesting. I thought that, hey, I'd bought this fancy, cool microphone and it was going to do a great job, but actually wasn't quite doing the business. And you know, the weird thing I've learned about myself, and this is a real dyslexic ADHD thing, if anyone's thinking of doing something like this, is I enjoy walking around while I do the podcast. It really actually helps me. I'm much more consistent with where my mouth is to the mic when I'm walking around. When I'm sitting down, I'm tapping my foot, bit ADHD there, and you know, I'm struggling to channel my energy into the podcast sometimes because half of my body is going, you need to make sure your mouth is this far away from the mic and you can't move or shake or do anything. So, you know, I just thought that was a really good lesson. And, you know, it's an important thing to be able to notice when something you think is going to work hasn't and kind of go back to the old way. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Absolutely normal. So just wanted to share that before I dove into today's podcast. So today we're talking about children. Now, in the past, we've talked about how dyslexia is hereditary. It comes down the line. Everyone either had an uncle, an auntie, usually more times than not a parent that displays some of the obvious signs. Many of us have struggled to pick our parents up, which ones have it or not, mainly because they're older now and they're so good at hiding things. You know, I look back to my grandmother and, you know, I've asked my dad, who I think is the most dyslexic one, shall we say, in the family. But I've asked him who he thought on his parents' side potentially had the dyslexia ADHD gene pool. And he said my grandmother. And I was like, okay, interesting. And a few things stood out. You know, and this is me going from a child looking up to a parent. And this is just a complete tangent of a story, but I'm enjoying it. So I'm going to keep sharing this. Is my grandmother is the most routine person you've ever met in your life. It's the only way she stays on top of everything. It's the way she stays sane. She has to be routine. You know, she's coming on 90 this year, and she gets up at 6 a.m. every morning to clean the house. Fully top to bottom sheets, the works. At 90, she's cleaning. It's her routine, keeps her going. It's the way she operates, the way her engine rolls. And the other one that is this is so weird, and this to me is like, maybe not dyslexic, but ADHD in my opinion, is back when she was younger, and we're talking in her mid-20s, she needed a couple of fillings in her teeth, and she was having some problems there. And she actually said to the dentist, let's just go for dentures now. Let's get it out the way. Let's stop messing around. So she went for dentures in her 20s, so she didn't have to deal with going to the dentist and teeth work. She just said, let's get it all done in one hit. And I was like, my gosh, that is the most, like, I don't want to go back to the dentist again. Let's get it done in one hit kind of mindset. I'm like, wow, that is, I agree with your dad. You've picked the right person. But so I guess the experience of this podcast is coming from three generations. And what would I say to dealing with kids with dyslexia and ADHD? I think one of the key things and the most boring things is awareness and acceptance. You know, these kids need to know there's nothing wrong with them. You know, a couple of generations back, they would have been called stupid or lazy. And I think the key is to start to notice that they're not lazy. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just the way their mind works, and they've got to be creative to get away from those challenges. They can't just get, you know, they can't hide from it. So like, it's not about saying everything's going to be okay, you don't have to do anything, you can continue with these problems, but it's about saying, hey, your mind works differently, so what you've been taught here might not work for you. How else can we get creative and solve this problem for you? So that's really about this awareness about what's happening. It's about showing acceptance to a child. It's kind of like on a customer service call, you're supposed to tell the person, you know, mirror back what their problem is, empathize with them. It's okay, I get where you're at, and then offer a solution. It's kind of the same thing. You want to say, hey, you're dyslexic. The way your mind works is a bit different to other people. I get that. I was probably, you know, if you were the parent with dyslexia or ADHD, I experienced some of that at school and it was challenging. And how do you think we should deal with it? Because one of the things parents, I think, get wrong is they're trying to, you know, we're natural solvers, problem solvers. We're trying to solve every problem in front of our child. Now, the killer with that is you can sometimes become maybe not a helicopter parent, that's probably too far, but you can sometimes try and out of complete love solve all these challenges for your kids, but they don't get to solve their own problems. You know, their skill set is problem solving like yours would have been. So how can you position them to solve their own problems? Because that's the thing that's going to keep them alive and safe. Maybe not alive, you know, they'll be alive either way, hopefully, but it'll keep them safe as a dyslexic in the future. You know, I think that's super important to be there. That is the ticket for every dyslexic kid, is you are naturally a problem solver. If you're a parent and you're looking after someone, how can you continue to make that the best quality? How can you continue to lift them up, give them confidence in that, you know, help them grow into that skill set? You know, the other thing as well I notice a lot with, if you've got a couple of parents that are dyslexic and ADHD and a kid who's dealing with it, because this is very common, you know, we definitely like attracts like, right? It's, you know, relationships that last, like and like. But what I notice a lot is you're naturally likely to create an independent child. You're going to expect a lot of the kid to kind of do to a point. There's going to be a lot of expectations on that child that they're going to just deal with stuff. You're going to get, sometimes you might get frustrated when they haven't learned something, when you've told them the eighth time because they've been distracted on TV. There's a bunch of different things like that that happens a lot with kids. But it's important to really recognize that that's happening. It's not to say that there's a good or a bad way to, you know, raise a kid. You don't want them to be overly dependent and dependent. It's a horrible balancing act, right? Any parent out there knows, you know, it's crazily hard to talk to kids about this stuff. You know, we had a kid over the other day, and again, I don't know from a bar of soap if they were autistic, dyslexic, no clue at all. But I know Holly was struggling because she was trying to parent her daughter and look after this new kid. And this new kid was not behaving, shall we say, in a nice and enjoyable manner. I don't know what the phrase is, well, polite manner. And so, and she's trying to set a good example for her daughter, but also, you know, how far can you go with a kid that's not yours? So all of these challenges appear for parents, you know, and it's okay to realize as well that no parent is perfect. You know, you really, I don't think anything in life proves that it's the sum of everything you do and your intention than parenting, because parents will get a million things wrong, you know, and if you focused on those, you'd feel like a terrible parent. But behind it, it's the intention of you looking after that child, especially if they're dyslexic or ADHD, and being there for them, knowing that you're their rock and you're able to support them. So that's a few things for parents. One last thing I would recommend is go have a look at our YouTube channel. There is a cartoon video I did a while back for children, you know, and it was about children watching the television, and it was probably one of my favorite cartoon videos because I actually did it based on a challenge I had as an adult. but realized how much it affected children as well. And it's about kids getting kids being so transfixed on television, they're not listening, and parents getting angry at them. So if you want to have a look, go to our YouTube channel for The Truth About Dyslexia. Make sure you subscribe, of course. Don't you hate it when everyone tells you to subscribe to everything? I get frustrated, but still, subscribe. Have a look at that video. It might help you and your kids, but it's a real common challenge where they're so over-focused, they can't do anything else. But hopefully this has been better audio than my last few podcasts. Hopefully, I definitely feel better walking around doing this. I'm probably getting a lot of steps in for the day, actually. Oh, I could do get a lot of steps in doing this. Welcome to my dyslexic mind running off in different angles. Anyway, have an epic rest of your day, guys, and I'll be back on Thursday.